Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Good evening, Ian.
All right, mate, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Ian, what have you got for us on this holiest of nights?
Well, first time caller, long time listener and all that.
Well done. That's the password to get on. You're now into the secret club.
Cheers.
Good work.
Just a quick one, really. Just hats off to you for beating the demons with regards to the drugs in the past.
Oh, yeah.
I was in a similar position myself quite a few years ago.
Damn drugs, huh?
Mate, I tell you what, though, how good does it feel not having to chase...
To be high on drugs. How good does it feel, what did you say? To be high on drugs. What?
To not have to chase that buzz anymore.
It's nice freedom. It's freedom. It's freedom. That's the thing. It's freedom from active addiction. It's here's the thing about being a junkie, right? It's really boring. It's really, really boring. Everyone thinks, you've been a junkie. It's not... Look, being a junkie is you spending all of your time, even when you've just scored. After you've taken your first line, right, even if you've got like 10 grams of coke and you've just done your first line, you think, right, what am I going to do when I run out of this? How are we going to get... So your whole thinking is, how am I going to get more? And most of your time is spent waiting in a car for the man, to turn up. And the man says, I'll be there at 12, so you get there at 10:30, just in case he can make it early. And then, of course, the man don't get there till 3, 4, or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you get home, you got all this gear, you go, brilliant, you do the first line, and go, oh, man, but this is going to run out soon. That's it. That's what being a junkie is. That's what it is. There's some funny bits. There's some giggles in there, let's be honest. There's a few chuckles, but that's what it mainly is.
But I mean, the negatives far outweigh the positives, as you know.
Totally, man.
But I mean, it was heroin I was addicted to. Spent nearly 10 years on that garbage. I've been clean since 2001 now.
Congratulations. And there'll be people listening going, well, how the hell do you do it? How do you do it?
Well, it all came to a head where it was at the point where I was either going to be dead or in jail. Luckily for me, I ended up going to jail for quite a long period. It gave me the opportunity while I was in there to seek support and advice and rehab and make serious changes to my life before I was released, And that's what I did, and I've never looked back since.
And did you just get clean, just getting clean? Did you go to meetings? Did you see a therapist? What happened?
On that occasion, I mean, I've tried it several times before that, but on that last occasion, once you go to prison, they basically put you behind a door for a few days, and that's it. You do your cold turkey, as they call it.
Good for you, man.
But because of the length of time I was in there, it gave me a chance psychologically to get my head around being off it and look at other things to do other than wanting to just take drugs,
There you go.
And life is damn good, let me tell you.
Well, then that, mate, is all I want to hear. That's all I want to know. I'm thrilled for you. I couldn't be happier. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's the same for you too.
Thank you.
Because
you
beat your demons too.
Well. Hey, listen. One day when there's a little bit more water under the bridge, I will more than happily come on this show and tell you about when it got a little bit wobbly quite recently. But right now, yeah, it's a little bit too close. It's a little bit too close to the edge to reveal.
Yeah.
Reveal that the newspapers. You just have to wait. You just have to wait for my more yeah, recent adventures, my more recent experiments.
Let them wait.
Yeah. Screw those guys. Yeah. But it's good, man.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
the way it should be. It's the way. Should be clean and serene, and I'm productive, and I'm making stuff. And here's the thing: I don't lie to my friends anymore. Imagine
yeah,
not lying
yeah,
to people who love you. Wow.
No, absolutely. You've got respect back.
Yeah. Hey, nice one, Ian. Good. Well, congratulations. Get another day under your belt.
Cheers, matey.
Tutty bye. Tutty bye. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Paul.
Ian, how you doing, man?
I've just seen that Divine Comedy have released a new live album, so I've just ordered it. I'll tape it.
Oh, good stuff. I like the Divine Comedy.
I love the Divine Comedy. We're going to kick off the next day. Music's got a little bit controversial in the first couple of hours, so the last hour we're going to kick off with a Divine Comedy classic.
He knows I like the Divine Comedy.
Is it going to be Songs of Love?
No. We're going to dig deeper in the back catalogue than that. Around the same era. No, a little bit earlier than that. A little bit earlier than that we're going to go, I think. From one of the first two or three albums. The classic albums. Gonna go
awesome.
Classic
Ian,
cuts.
Thank
yes,
you for recommending the Loudon Wainwright III documentary.
Oh, that was to you,
the
yes.
Performance.
Did you enjoy it?
So good. It is so good. I've watched it twice now, and it is brilliant.
He's for those who don't know, go on Netflix. Surviving Twin is Loudon Wainwright. It's sort of theatre. It's not in concert. It's like a performance. It's about 90 minutes. It's him singing songs and telling stories and reciting some of his dad was a writer for Life magazine, I think it was, and reciting some of his things. And what's great is he recites it. He recites these huge, long,
yeah,
sprawling articles. Doesn't read them. That's what impressed me. I thought, that's really old-fashioned. That's the kind of thing that people would have done 20, 30 years ago in a show. Now, people would get up with a book and go, I just would like to read from my father's thing, and then read it. He's learned it. He's old school. And he performs them brilliant. The suit story. I mean, come on,
so
man.
Funny.
And he puts the suit on. It's just brilliant.
It's when he drops his trousers on the middle of the stage.
He does drop his trousers. He's an old ham. He's an old ham.
It's so funny. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it, man. I loved it. Thank you very much. I was wondering if you had time to watch the Austin the Boston
No. I've not watched any telly. I've not watched any telly apart from the R. Kelly thing, because I've not had access to my living room until today because I've got a decorator in. So I've been reading, and I've been reading a lot, and I've been doing things. So no, I haven't watched it, and I may not watch it. Here's the thing, Paul. Here's the thing about me. I may not watch it for another 5 years, but it's lodged in my brain. It's going to get watched at some point, and then I'm going to go, oh, this is brilliant. I noticed the Staves didn't reply to your... Was it you that tweeted them about coming on the show?
I know.
Let's
tweet them again tonight.
Let's just take the hint. Let's not hassle them anymore. They obviously don't want to. I don't want to put them on the spot. That's fine. I think it's a terrible mistake for them not to come on the show. I think we could really, really shift several thousand copies of their albums. But that's not what they want. That is fine. I respect them for that. Peace and love to the Staves. So there we go. That's the end of that. That's how that goes. Anything else, Paul?
That's all, buddy.
Tutty bye. Thanking you. Thank you very much. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Here's an advert for one of my colleagues.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Navid. Good evening, Navid.
Hi. How are you?
I'm tired. I hate the callers. I hate the listeners. but apart from that, I'm having the time of my life, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm okay. I was wondering if you could help me today.
Of course I can help you today. I'm the greatest help there is. I'm the biggest helper in the world. You know that.
I wanted you to find someone for me to date.
Not a problem at all. What are you looking for? A lady?
Yes.
How tall?
I'm 6'1".
Okay, so what do you want? You want shorter than you, I'm guessing? What, 5'8"? 5'8"'s a nice height. 5'9"?
5'5 would be nice.
Oh, he likes them short. Likes the ladies short.
That's not short. I'm 5'6.
He likes the ladies tiny. Okay. Any particular? Please don't jump down my throat, guys. Let's be real. We're having a realistic, honest conversation. Is there any particular ethnicity you'd like?
No, no.
Well, that's fine. Okay. Just go ask these questions.
Should we go a bit deeper? What kind of personality are you after?
No, hang on a minute. You've got a couple more questions. What size boobs?
Oh, I knew you were going.
I'm joking. Go on, Catherine. You do your touchy feely stuff.
Well, what kind of personality are you after, Naveed?
Someone that's nice, honest, and trustworthy.
He wants a nice
totally
person.
Blind.
Sorry, what the heck? What did you say?
I'm totally blind, so I can't see that person.
Okay, so basically, mingers are allowed to apply as well, then. You won't know.
He wants a beautiful soul. That's what he wants.
Ah, souls. So how old are you, Naveed? Tell us, we're joking to one side, because we're having okay. a laugh, because that's what we do here with the Late Night Alternative. We take a sideways glance at the news and people's problems and issues, and we poke fun at them. So tell me a little bit about yourself, man. What's going on in your life?
I'm 37 years old. I'm 6'1". I weigh 107 kg, which is about 17 stones.
Gee.
So I've got broad shoulders, big back, and I've got 43-inch calf muscles.
He is a whole lot of man.
This guy's a beautiful guy. He's the most beautiful guy I've ever seen in my life. I wanna love this guy.
What's the hair situation?
Short hair.
Short hair?
So why is it, what's good? But you say you're right. So why are you not? Where are you in your life? Why are you phoning a radio station to help you? You sound like a nice guy. You sound like a catch. You sound like the kind of guy, seriously, that anyone would be proud to be seen walking down the road with. So it's just not happening for you.
And there's a stigma in the Asian community when you're disabled, because they don't see you as a person. They see you as a burden. So someone that's going to go out with me will not be seeing me as a normal guy. They'll see me someone that needs support and will just be a burden, because I can't protect them or I can't see them. So basically, when they walk, I walk. And when they stop, I stop.
You say in the Asian community. Can we narrow that down a bit? What I'm going to say Pakistani?
Yeah, I'm Scottish Muslim.
Scottish Muslim. Pakistani heritage?
Yes,
Whereabouts in Pakistan your family from?
Faisalabad.
Okay, I don't know Faisalabad. The only place I know really is Karachi and Lahore. That's it. So unless someone says Karachi, I go, I don't know. Gosh, that's listen, I don't think it's exclusively an Asian thing to see a disability, in inverted commas, as a burden. I think that there are certain aspects of all communities where some people would think that.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's always seen as a burden, but it's certainly a complication, isn't it?
But I do think there are some people that would see it as a burden. Yeah, of course there are. But go on, what are you going to say?
I was going to say it's harder in the Asian community compared to the non-Asian community, because it's just a stigma. They don't want to talk about it.
Okay, well that's a shame, man. I'm sorry to hear that. That must be tough.
Can I say that I'm from Huddersfield, West Yorkshire at the moment? That's where I live.
Big up the Huddersfield, West Yorkshire. Massive. That's what we're doing. Here's the thing. Realistically, you don't want to date any of our listeners. They're all weirdos, man.
You never know. I might find the one that might love me for me and not for my disability.
Yeah, or you might get Nigel from Maidstone. So you've got to be careful. You've got to be really careful. But here's the thing. I don't think... I'm always very reluctant to do a can we find a date for this guy, because if it goes tits up, I would feel terribly guilty. But there must be something we can do to nudge you in the right direction. If anyone is listening, I know we have blind listeners. I know we have a lot of blind listeners, actually, because I go round to their houses and I tune their radios into talk radio, and then I hide the radio and leave it on the whole time. So I know we've got a lot of blind listeners. If any of you have, I don't know where one would go if you were a blind person wanting to date. I wonder if there's an app. Like blind date. I'm going to start an app called Blind Date for blind people. Catherine's making ooh, ooh, ooh noises.
I've just seen something on the RNIB's website. This person is trying to... is thinking about setting up a website for online dating for the visually impaired.
OK.
Let's see. Yeah. Not sure. La, la, la. What's the answer?
He's thinking about it. That's great. That's wonderful. He or she is thinking about it. That's great. That's wonderful.
I'm looking at the responses to see if anyone's made any suggestions.
I was going to say that if anybody is interested, they can talk to you guys as you've got my number. Then you can forward my number to them.
Well, we...
Here's the thing. We could do that, Naveed. I'm going to say no. Because just because, right, supposing we get a dodge pot and we give them your number and then they phone up and then they murder you. So here's the thing, Naveed. Supposing a woman phones up, right? This is a real thing that could happen. A woman phones up, says, I'm interested in Naveed. So we give her your number. She phones you up. She sounds nice to you. You invite her round. She comes round and she rips off all her clothes and you have wild, mad, passionate sex, right? Now, I don't want that happening for you, okay? I want to protect you from that, okay, Naveed? So my job is to protect you from sex. So I'm going to say no to giving out your number because I just think it's a little bit of a risk.
Okay.
But do you listen regularly? Have we spoken before?
Yes, we have. Yeah.
I thought we had. When did we speak?
I remember.
Oh, we spoke last week.
You lost your sight on your birthday.
No, yeah, Naveed, I'm so sorry, mate. I've just worked out exactly who you are. We spoke last week. Except we were on speakerphone last week. I remember. What was that about, man? What was the speakerphone thing about? I didn't want to mention it in case you couldn't hold a phone, but obviously you can.
No, that was using Google Mini.
I'm going to... okay, all right. Yeah, you had bad luck. Diabetes, wasn't it? And you went blind on your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, man alive. All right, well, keep listening. My listeners are weird, but they're also cool. We've got some cool people listening who might know a little bit more about how to do this and how to do it properly, right? Because I don't want to put you in a dangerous situation. I want to put you in a fulfilling, loving, romantic, lifelong, exciting situation. And we want to find someone. It would be good if you could find someone who doesn't consider you a burden, considers you a human being, considers you an equal partner, considers you to be something special.
Yes.
I don't know. Are there any apps for blind people?
I'm just looking now.
Have you found any, Naveed?
I haven't found any, but there's one called Blind Square, which is a GPS app.
Oh, okay. Listen, we'll put it out there. The phones aren't lighting up at the moment with people with suggestions. But let me have a little. Sorry, did you sneeze? Are you crying? Are you laughing?
No, I'm just laughing.
Stop laughing! This is not a place for fun, Naveed! Stop! Stop laughing, Naveed! Stop it!
Did I tell you that I've got a dimple on my right cheek as well?
Oh.
On your face?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I tell you that I can go Ecto T Chapanche Sadat Nodas? Yes, mate.
What's that?
None of your business. It's private between me and Naveed.
Are you all right, Naveed?
Yeah.
Is it okay that he said that or are you going to sue him?
No, it's okay.
Kabuta. Yes, man. All I did was count to 10 and then say pigeon.
Oh, okay.
I'm not doing the swear words because I'm being a good boy. I do practice the banjo on a regular basis. Now, I said banjo. It's an instrument. Nothing to do with my sister. Naveed, let me have a little think over the weekend, and let me have a little think, and maybe give us a call Monday or Tuesday. Not Tuesday, because we're not in.
Ooh,
go on.
Ooh, okay. There's a website called visuallyimpairedsingles.com.
Okay.
How much is that? Have you got paid big bucks? What's the bucks? What's the buckage?
Just sign up for free.
Yeah, then you want to get some. Let's have a little think, Naveed. Give us a call. I don't think we're in Tuesday, although it's not been confirmed yet because my boss is a drip. But give us a call Monday or Wednesday.
Okay.
And we're going to get you married. Kath, buy a hat. we're going to get you married, whether you like it or not. we're going to arrange the wedding, all right? This is that. Forget your parents. We're arranging the wedding. You're going to meet her on your wedding day, and you're going to love it. That's happening.
I was going to say to you that I only live with my mum and my brother as my dad kicked us out.
Oh, mate.
13 years ago for another woman.
Hey, does your mum go out at all? Just thinking if we send a girl round.
No, if I ever do meet anyone, I will introduce her to my mum first because she means a lot to me.
Of course she does. Well, you're a good lad. All right, Naveed, let's have a little think, man. And give us a call next week. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Tutty bye. 0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB. Talk Radio. We have ways of making you talk.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Let's go to David. Good evening, David.
Hello.
Hello, David.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. Actually, I've just been listening to you talking there.
Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm just... One second, I'm just... There you are, Noah. Hello?
Yes?
Hiya. As I was listening, I must be hitting the volume speaker thing.
Okay.
Right, so I'm sorry about that. Right now, it's just... Actually, just what you have just said has sort of summed up what I was going to call you about.
Oh, yeah.
I've been listening to Mike Graham and that, and, you know, listening to the all the Nazi slurs at Anasubi and that during the weekend things, you know?
Yes.
And I've been really concerned, like sort of the hatred towards, like, Jacob Rees-Mogg and all the rest of it. But then tonight I was listening to Andrew Pearce, which I normally like on LBC.
Right.
And he was, like, sort of totally, like, slating Donald Trump about his wall. And I thought, and then he says, oh, well, Trump's trying to build a 3,000-mile wall, which is false, fake news. It's only 640 miles.
David, can I make a suggestion, mate?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a problem with Andrew Pearce and what Andrew Pearce is saying on LBC, could you maybe phone Andrew Pearce on LBC and tell him? Why are you phoning up to tell me that he said something, he's got a number... Why are you phoning up to tell me that he got a fact wrong on his show on a different radio station? I couldn't give a shit. Could not give a shit.
Well, actually, no. What I was trying to do was I was trying to compliment you if you give us a second.
But OK, but I don't understand why you're telling me that there was another show on another station where someone got something wrong.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I was explaining the situation. I hadn't realised I was, like, getting pressured, but I was explaining the situation. I was going to compliment you on you and your partner on your comment.
What? On what comment?
The comments about being honest in the media.
Right. That's not what I said.
So you really just made a total arse of yourself.
No, you've made an arse of yourself by coming on. You have.
I'm sorry.
You have.
You've just. I tell you.
No,
what.
I haven't. You have.
No, you have.
You have.
Foolish.
You have.
What I was complimenting you.
You have. You have. You have. You have. You have, man. Yeah, get lost. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul. Hello, Paul. Right, Paul's gone. Let's go to Sam. Good evening, Sam.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Sam. What can I do for you this evening?
Hey, so this is my first time actually listening tonight. I used to listen back when you were on Devil Say with Eloise and Barry from Watford.
Wow,
on.
Yeah, okay. You're from the middle phase of my career. Okay, they have different phases. Yeah. The absolute was fun. Okay, cool, nice one. Well, I'm glad you discovered us again.
Yes. So first time I see you tonight. And I wanted to go back to the beginning of the show where you spoke about motorbikes. I've got a full motorbike license.
Yes.
I thought I'd help you.
Well, I only want the A1. I want the A1. I want to ride up to 125.
Ah, right. So the hardest bit I found was the U-turn.
Yeah.
And my advice would be to try and keep a steady pace going around. It sounds silly to say.
You're not allowed to put your feet on the floor, are you, during the U-turn?
No,
which is crazy.
No, it's an immediate fail. So you don't want to go too slow. Do you drive?
Car? I drive, yeah.
Yeah, so you know if you get too slow, you know, if you're in traffic and you try and, you know, you take a gear, for example, and you're getting really slow, and then you try and take off, and it sort of judders a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you have that in the bike as well, and as soon as it judders, that's when you walk your foot down. And some people, they go around, as they go around the bend, they realise they don't have enough speed as they go around to make the bend. So they try and speed up, they judders, and that's why they put the foot down. Yeah. So you want to keep a nice steady slow pace as you go around, and then you'll be all right. But yeah, not too quick, not too slow, just nice and steady.
So if I put my foot down, that's it. I failed.
Yes.
That is harsh, isn't it? That's harsh.
Yeah, it is.
I'm worried about that bit too. Because we've got wide handlebars.
Yeah. Also, the figure of... Is it pre-recorded news? Yeah, good. The figure of eight as well, Sam. That's what it gets. That's. I mean, that's... I'm not built for a figure of eight on a motorbike.
No. I'm quite tall. I'm 6'3" myself. I know you're quite tall as well. Yeah, It is.
A bit taller. An inch taller, yeah, at least. But go on.
It's quite hard. I'd say the U-turn's harder, though. The figure of eight, once you get going with it, it's pretty straightforward. You sort of get in the rhythm and you get a feel for it. But the U-turn, it's just you line up for it and you're eyeing it up. And it's surprisingly tight as well. So, you want to try and,
Well, I'm going out tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going out on my bike all day and I'm practicing. I'm going to find a little car park and do some figure of eights. I'm going to go to a nice little quiet residential street. I'm going to do some UEs. I'm practicing. I'm not going home until I get it right.
Oh, good thinking. Yeah.
That's the plan. And then next week, the Monday, I'm going to come in. Monday's show is going to be a celebratory show as we celebrate me completing module A out of...
Well, I hope so.
Out of two modules of my driving licence. And it's going to be a celebratory show. And we're going to have a great party.
Well, wish you luck. There's one more thing I want to talk about. One more thing. It's a little bit of a conundrum to do with sound, just funny enough. A bit towards the English language, almost. So I'll put it to you, and that's a few things. You're quite a smart guy. So
here we go. Yeah.
A couple of questions.
Because we're late for the news.
Oh, okay. All right, you get a sandwich.
Yeah.
Slice it through the middle.
Yeah.
You got two sandwiches or two halves of sandwich?
You've got two halves of a sandwich. It's a sandwich. The sandwich is the original thing from which you were working with. That's the sandwich. Okay? Okay?
You go to the kitchen. You're a bit hungry.
Yeah.
You get one slice of bread.
Yeah.
Butter it, cheese it, fold it in half.
Yeah. That's a sandwich.
Sandwich or half a sandwich?
That's a sandwich. You've made a sandwich. That's a sandwich.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay, well, that's it.
I've just schooled you in the art of language and the art of sandwich and the art of love. You schooled me in the art of motorcycles. I schooled you in the art of the sandwich. Sam, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Well, have we... now, do I need to do another ad before... So we're going to do we'll have a chat, Steve, then we'll do some ads, and then we're all groovy, we're all cool. Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to Steve. Good evening, Steve.
Evening, Ian. Evening,
sorry to keep you waiting so long, Steve. That's my fault. I'm a terrible human being. I'm a scumbag. We're going to have a great conversation.
Right.
We're going to have a great chat. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's chat time.
Just listening to you tonight, buddy, and heard you say about the child abuse and talking about your little wobble and what have you. And we spoke before. I don't know whether you remember about child abuse.
Yes, I think I do.
Yeah, I'm the guy who went and gave evidence and the nonce got 28 years.
Oh, I do remember that, yes.
It was about this time last year, maybe a little bit later last year.
Yeah.
Just heard you tonight and just wanted to say stay strong, buddy.
Steve.
I've been clean now since 19th of March 2003.
Yes, man! Coming up to the big 16th anniversary!
It is, buddy. Just not too long ago, had the 5,000-day anniversary.
Wow. And how are you doing it? You doing it in rooms? Are you doing it on your own?
When I first... Basically, I was told I needed to stop, otherwise I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
So that's a big wake-up call.
Yeah.
So when I got help via AA... did the meetings for a while. I must admit, since moving, I've not been to a meeting. Now I keep what I call a reality check kit.
Yeah, go on.
And that's a small bottle of vodka and a picture of my daughter.
Oh, what? Hang on a minute.
And if I've...
Go on, how does that work?
It's a small bottle of vodka, which is unopened, and a picture of my daughter.
Yeah.
And every time I feel like I need a drink or... feel a wobbler.
Yeah.
I take both of them out.
Yeah.
Put them on the table, and guess which one wins.
Well, so far, is that not? is that not a little bit? Because here's the thing. When let's say I had a little wobble, and I've been carrying around for a long time, and I stopped doing the meetings. I've been carrying a button around for a long time. I've been carrying around the effort button, and I just put the effort button in front of me, and I slammed it down hard. I went F this, and you know, a picture of my kids wouldn't have been enough to have stopped that. Do you not worry that having that bottle of vodka there is a little tempting?
It's been there so long now, mate, that it doesn't bother me.
Okay, good. Okay.
There are times when I feel like it's been a real shit week. Sorry.
That's all right.
I didn't swear.
Don't apologise for having a shit week.
Real bad week and life's building up and not sleeping despite taking more mirtazapine than you were taking. And basically just think, I could do with a drink, and basically no, picture of my daughter keeps me straight.
That's working for you, man. That's working for you, then that's working for you, and that's all we need. And good work, Steve. Well done. Congratulations. And I look forward to you giving us a call on your 16th birthday. And we will salute you. Literally, we will salute you.
Cheers, Ben. And in answer to your question at the start of the show, yes, but not together.
Thank you very much indeed, Steve. There we go. He's a good man. He's answering our phone in. And that's it. I know we get calls on it. I kept him waiting for ages. I really, really apologise, Steve. Sorry, it's just the way it worked out. Let's do this, then we'll have the break, and then we'll do the bit. Da 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 da. Paul, good evening, Paul.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Paul Innocent. I've been practising my Paul Innocent impression.
Oh my! Everybody else does the same. I assume whenever I talk, I've been
practicing my Paul Innocent impression, and I sound a little bit like James Mason on cocaine.
Robinson.
I'm James Mason on cocaine, and I sound a lot like Paul Innocent. I'm not suggesting you're on cocaine, but that's just the way my voice goes.
It's a little bit Cary Grant as well.
There's a bit of Cary Grant. Cary Grant was a big fan of LSD.
LSD, yeah.
Oh, he loved the LSD. You wanted to, anyway.
Really? I had no idea he was on that stuff. Really, I had no idea.
He was put on it by a psychiatrist.
There was
a psychiatrist who dish out LSD. Frankie Howard as well did LSD under the supervision of a psychiatrist.
I heard things about Frankie, unfortunately, yeah. I've heard things about him, but not Cary, no.
But James Mason on cocaine sounds like the actor Paul Innocent. Paul, by the way, for the new listeners, Paul Innocent is the official acting coach of this radio station.
You've seen some of my videos, have you? What's going on here?
All I've seen are some of your videos on you being an actor on your YouTube channel.
That's what it's about.
I'm sounding a bit like David Bowie. I'm David Bowie, and I invented Paul Innocent as my follow-up character to Ziggy Stardust.
So what about Ray Winston? We'll put his voice on.
Shut your face. Who's the daddy?
Who's the proxy daddy?
Shut your face. You look innocent. You ain't so innocent. You certainly won't be when I finish with you, boy.
Call him a melt.
He's made a feature film called White Glove Massive.
You've made a film about racist gloves?
No, on the contrary, it takes us back to the 80s rave scene, and I play a character named Gappy in it. It's available on Amazon.co.uk, and I wanted to call up.
Hang on a minute, you play a character called what, Gappy?
Gappy.
No, Gappy, G-A-P-P-Y, as in Gary, Apple, double P.
What's the movie called? White Glove Massive, right, hang on.
White Glove Massive, yeah, it's about the 80s rave scene. It's a wonderful movie, and I wanted to ring up and hype it on your show.
It's £10.
I'm
not spending £10 on it.
Well, you'll find a way of doing it. Anyway, you know it's out there. All right.
White Glove Massive, sorry, Brandon King, Al Wood, Sean Elio, Thomas Williamson, and Lee Mossy. A Trip Down Memory Lane. It's an 80s.
That's right.
Are you the guy wearing pink glasses?
No. On the contrary, I play a counsellor who was a drug addict in the past. He's now reformed and he's helping other people out. But I don't come into about the 47th, 48th minute.
That's someone who sat there with a stopwatch.
Yeah, bless him.
Well done. And when did you film this then?
We filmed this about a year and a half ago, and it was fun to do, on very little money, but such fun to do. It was an amazing sort of trip down memory lane, as it says.
Here we go. Listen to this, right? 5-star reviews. 100% 5-star reviews. That's not bad going.
Look at that, you see.
That is not bad.
All the reviews read like this?
Great film, so true to life, says Tina. Mark says, great film, good to see some homegrown. Michael says, I think the movie was very funny in parts. Stephen says, enjoyed watching the film. Can't beat the old school vibe. Rip Harsh says, Al Wood, a.k.a. Smiley, makes the film. Carol Gray says, enjoyed it. Can't wait to see the next installment. Janet says, loved it. Donna says, this film is crap. I'm joking. She says it was a good film.
Who's Poxy Donna? I want a word in her shell like.
I want a word in Donna's shell like.
Well, they're not too bad in terms of the reviews. I mean,
they're all 5-star reviews.
Well, this is the thing, and I thought, well, it was a bit of a hype on the Ian show. I thought, let's just get on there and put it forward. I think.
Put it forward. It's always good. Listen, put your best work and your best foot forward is all I can say. Put your worst work and your worst foot backward, but the rest of it goes foot first forward. As far as I'm concerned, Paul.
Well, that's how I've always seen it myself.
Yep.
Some people don't tend to work that way.
Well, some people make me want to puke.
Oh, and me. I'm glad you're a man after my own heart. We have to keep a lot of it bottled up in the society.
Hang on a minute. I'm going to IMDb. Let's see what IMDb says. White Glove Massive. 8.5 on IMDb.
High praise indeed. What about Rotten Tomatoes?
Let's have a little look at the old Rotten Tomatoes. El Tomatoes, el Caputesque.
No.
Yes, White Glove.
Tomates.
Yes.
Podridas.
Okay.
Fantasico. So which one is? It's going to be good, okay.
It's not on there.
Isn't it?
Tomatoes.
It may be too soon. It only came out in December. It was released on DVD, maybe. I don't know how Rotten Tomatoes works, but it may be too soon.
Yeah. There we go, Paul Innocent as Gappy. Here we go. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Well done. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to the crew that made it. Well done to Kenneth King, who's the producer, and also Devin King and Alan Woods. They sound like a great, great team.
They're wonderful people.
Well
amazing
done
people.
To Charlotte Tipple, who's the script supervisor, Michael Cutbush, who's the location manager, Mrs. Wood, she is the caterer.
Yeah.
If you're wondering where the police uniforms supplied from, it's Chris Martin Hill and Lee Nicholas Harris. Well done to John Wallage, the first assistant director of the second unit.
Who was the best boy?
That is not listed here, unfortunately. They probably didn't have a best boy, actually. Smaller crews, you won't necessarily get a best boy. I'm afraid they don't always. Let's have a look at the pictures of the filming happening. It looks like fun. Some lovely ladies outside and news agents there. Some people. There we go. Mike, I'm gonna. Oh, there's a lady there. Lovely lady there. Okay. My one comment. Can I make a criticism?
Yeah, of course you can.
They could have done a better DVD cover, Paul. That's my only thing.
Hold on. What's the story? You make all your spend all this time making a proxy movie.
The DVD cover's not the greatest DVD. It looks like something my 5-year-old knocked up on blooming Minecraft.
Well, this is what I've always thought. First impressions are the things that bring you in, you see, when it comes to this sort of stuff. I'm afraid that...
Are you happy, Paul? Are you happy with that DVD cover, that VHS video cover, being on the shelves in Blockbuster? Are you happy? Gappy?
I'll say nothing because I may not be employed by the guy ever again.
Exactly, Gappy.
Yeah.
Listen, man, thanks for letting us know about that, Paul. I've got to move on because I've missed out so many adverts, but I appreciate the call. I wish you the best luck with movie. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.